们继续来学习彼得前书。
We shall continue to study 1 Peter.
还没有开始之前，我想问大家一个问题。
Before we begin, let me ask you a question.
再过十年，还愿意来参加 NYTS 举手。
In 10 years that you still would desire to come to attend NATS, please raise your hand.
感谢主。再过20年。
What about 20 years? Okay, if I'm still alive.
好，再过30年。
What about 30 years? In 30 years. Okay.
放下哈。
Okay, thank you.
如果我们现在70岁，再过10年80岁，有可能。
If you're 70 years old right now, in 10 years you will be 80.
那再过20年90岁。
In 20 years you'll be 90.
还是有可能啊。
Very possible that you can still attend.
但是年纪越大，我要参加 NATS 就越来越少机会了。
And the more we age, the chance of attending will be very seldom.
我们想想看，再过30年我会在哪里？
In 30 years, where will you be?
70岁，再过30年100岁。
So if you're 70 years old right now, in 30 years you'll be 100.
100岁，我们是愿意住在养老院呢，还是愿意住在乐园？
So if you're 100 years old, would you rather be living in a senior home or in heaven?
真的吗？真的啊。你若看100岁的人，除非很健康，一般都躺在床上要人服侍。
So if you look at someone who's already in 100, most likely they are already in their own bed.
那这个就是信仰的可贵。
And this is the preciousness of our faith.
肉体渐渐朽坏。
Even though outwardly we are perishing.
所以我们的盼望随着肉体渐渐消失。
And our hope is perishing also as we age.
但是我们的心一天新是一天。
But our heart should be renewed every day.
那个就是我们在属灵上的追求更新。
And this is the purpose of why we need to continue to be renewed in our journey of faith.
所以我们希望有一天我们在地上结束的时候。
So when we really end our life,
我们能够真的彰显主耶稣的形象。
And we can manifest the nature of God.
我们要进天国之前要称，不是称体重。
Before we enter heaven, we must weight ourselves.
如果进天国称体重，我们现在要称吃多一点。
So if entering heaven, we must weight, then of course we have to eat a little bit more.
在但以理书里面
In the book of Daniel
我想头脑运动一下会让你更年轻。但以理书里面
So let's exercise or bring a little bit more so we can become younger.
有一个王在神的天平称出来有亏欠。
And there was a king when he was put under the weight of God, he was found wanted.
我们可以翻圣经。
Okay, you can refer to the Bible.
翻圣经代表我们圣经很熟，一下就翻到。
So if you flip the Bible, that means that you know your Bible pretty well.
姓什么什么？伯沙撒王，对不对
？King Belshazzar.
他在神的天平称出来有亏欠。
And when he was weighed, he found there were a lot of shortcomings.
每个人上天国的时候要经过天平。
Every one of us, before we go to heaven, we must be weighted.
那我们越像主耶稣在神。
And the more we become like Christ.
在神面前我们的分量越重。
Then our weight in front of God is heavy.
那天国荣耀越大。
And the glory that we will receive in heaven is great.
所以我们一生要努力什么？
So what do we need to strive for in this life?
努力，彼得前书第一章讲，要去得那个活泼的盼望。
Just like what is recorded in the first chapter in 1 Peter, that is to strive for the living hope.
然后它是存在天上的产业。
And this living hope is reserved in heaven for us.
所以我们做基督徒不要让人觉得很可怜。
So becoming a Christian, we should not let others feel that we are very pitiful.
我是天父的儿子，怎么是可怜的？
We are children of God. Why should we call ourselves pitiful?
我的爸爸是天上的神呢。
Our Father is in heaven. He is our heavenly Father.
我是君尊的祭司。
I am a royal priesthood.
我是圣洁的国度。
I'm a holy nation.
我是属神的子民。
And I belong to God. I'm His own special people.
所以我们做基督徒受洗那天开始，不要让人觉得很可怜。
So the moment we got baptized, we should not call ourselves pitiful.
还有，我要在天国有产业。
And we need to believe that we have an inheritance in heaven.
有一个弟兄啊，他说他很难跟他的亲戚朋友布道。
And there's a brother. He says very difficult for him to preach to his relatives.
那为什么很难？
And I said why?
我每次去看他们，我都很羡慕他们，我怎么布道？
And he said every time I visit them, I really admire their living.
所谓羡慕他们呢，就是指着用眼睛看的，他好像都比我都好啊。
And when he said, when he looked at them, it's basically what he saw was really pleasing to his eyes.
但是呢，在马可福音里面讲啊，主耶稣看到这么多人来跟从他，主耶稣就怜悯他们。
In the book of Mark, Jesus saw the great multitude and he had compassion on them.
因为他们好像羊没有牧人。
Because they are like sheep without a shepherd.
所以我们要去向人传福音了，我们要用基督的心，用基督的眼光来看这个人，你就觉得他真的很可怜。
So when we preach the gospel, we have to use the heart of God, having that compassion to really love them.
我的王是天上的神。
My king is heavenly, is in heaven.
如果他没有得救，他的王是谁？
So if his king is not heavenly king, then whose king does he belong to?
他的王是谁？
Whose king does he belong to?
不好意思讲了
And you may not be ready to say this.
得救就是从撒旦的权下归向的，他的王是魔鬼啊。
So actually, his king belongs to the domain of darkness, that is Satan.
所以这个天上的基业是人生最大的赏赐。
So this heavenly inheritance is our greatest blessing.
因此，我们一生要用最大的力量来预备我们自己。来得到这个基业。
So we need to exert all our efforts in order to receive this inheritance.
因此，我们就进到彼得前书的第二章以后。
So then we enter second chapter of First Peter.
第二章以后就是讲要过敬虔的生活。
And after chapter 2 basically talks about we have to live a godly life.
神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
所以我们的生活要敬虔，要圣洁。
And that's why we need to live a sanctified life.
那如果要敬虔，要圣洁，就会受苦。
And if we want to live a sanctified life and be godly, we must suffer.
有时候我们看我们自己的子女哦，工作很好，但是工作得很辛苦。
And when we look at our children, they work so hard, but they work so long hours.
那但是因为他的收入很高啊，所以辛苦也是有代价的。
And because they have very high salary, so that's why they must pay a price.
那做基督徒要受苦。
As Christians, we must suffer.
为什么？
Why?
最后的原因就是为着活泼的盼望。
And the very reason is that we can receive this living hope.
那如果有这个盼望，
And if we have this hope,
谁得罪我都不会离开神。
And it doesn't matter who offends us, it doesn't really matter.
我不会离开教会。
I will not leave the church.
因为救恩在真教会里面。
Because salvation is found in the true church.
好，那我们查考到第三章。
We study chapter 3.
快要结束。
And we're almost at the end of chapter 3.
在第三章的第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
在告诉我们，我们对众圣徒，对周围的人应该要有什么生活的态度。
In verse 8, it tells us the attitude that we should have when we are around brothers and sisters.
对周围的人我们最重要要用爱心来对待。
And all those God placed in our lives, we must receive them with love and have a compassion.
所以第八节你们要同心彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存怜悯谦卑的心。第九节。
Verse 9.
不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福为什么会以恶报恶呢？就是
Why?
OK, 行了。
Why does it say that we should not return evil for evil?
就是有下面那个恶先嘛，因为有人用恶对待我们，所以我们就以恶来报他。
Because people treat us with evil.
好，那以辱骂还辱骂，为什么呢？因为别人骂我，说我把他骂回去啊。
Because they scolded us, so we need to scold back.
哦，那为什么我们不要用这一种方式来对待我们周围的人？
And why is it that we should not return evil for evil?
哦，下面哦，倒要祝福，因为你们为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
And later part it says, on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
哦，然后，哦，十四节。
Verse 14.
哦，啊，十三节。
Verse 13.
你们若热心行善，有谁害你们呢？十四节。
And then verse 14.
就是你们为义受苦，也是有福的。这个十三节的热心行善哦，不是说用钱去给别人这样而已。
In verse 13, it talks about when we do good, it's not just simply giving money to others.
哦，这里讲热心行善哦，就是用神认为好的、对的方式去对待我们周围的人，这个叫做行善。
And when we do good, we are actually using the divine nature of God to help those around us and do good.
哦，那为着行善呢，所以就进到十四节，你们就为义受苦也是有福的。
And because we do good, we suffer for righteousness' sake.
哦，什么叫做为义？
So, what does it mean to suffer for righteousness?
就是为着神看为对的事情，我这样去做来受苦，这是有福气的。
Suffer for righteousness means that we actually are doing what is right in the eyes of God.
啊，如果别人骂我，我把他骂回去。
And if someone do evil, and then we return evil.
那我们的回应在神看起来就是不义。
So our reaction to evil is not godly in the eyes of God.
那我为什么不愿意忍受冤屈呢？
So why is it that we would not want to suffer?
哦，我们当然会说服自己，因为他骂我啊，所以我骂回去啊。
Because I need to return evil for evil.
哦，也就是说，别人犯罪，我也可以犯罪，这个在神面前是讲不过去的。
So if someone sinned, then I should also sin. But in the eyes of God, that is not right.
哦，那为义受苦就是别人犯罪，我要用神认为好的来回应他。
So suffer for righteousness' sake means that if someone treat us wrongly, we should treat them back with the righteousness of God.
那我就很委屈啦，所以我就受苦啊。
So even though we suffer and we feel like, oh, I am being put to shame.
啊，但是这个是有福气的。
But it says here that we are blessed.
所以我们怎么回应我们周围的人事物，这个就是我们的灵性。
So how do we return people, things, and that reflects our spirituality.
啊，因此我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
要心里尊主耶稣为圣。有人运哦，问你们心中盼望的缘由，就常做准备，以温柔敬畏心回答个人。十六节。
16.
啊，要存无愧的良心啊。叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上无赖你们基督的有好品德的自觉的羞愧。啊，这个十六节啊，要常无愧的良心。
16 it says we need to have a good conscience.
啊，我们常常讲这个良心啊，是指着我没有骗人，我没有偷人，我没有抢人，所以我良心很平安。
So when we talk about good conscience, we always talk about, well, I don't steal, I don't lie, I don't treat others wrongly.
但是当彼得前书在讲良心，就比这个更进一步。
But when Peter talks about good conscience, he actually went further.
哦，我们昨天查考有讲良心对得起神。
Yesterday we talked about our good conscience has to be towards God.
也就是第二章的十九节。
And that's recorded in chapter 2, verse 19.
我们在公司上班。
So when we work in a company,
有时候遇到老板不是很好。
Sometimes we encounter
不好的老板。
We encounter boss that are not good.
那如果有十个人一起上班，
And if we have 10 workers,
我们的回应跟那十个人都一样。
Do we react exactly the same way as the rest of the ten?
那我们在神面前哦，就良心对不起神。
Then our conscience is not commendable before God.
为什么这样说？
Why did I say that?
因为我跟那九个人不一样。
Because I am different from the rest.
啊，我是蒙恩的。
I have been given grace.
主耶稣为我受苦，死在十字架上。
And our Lord Jesus suffered for me.
哦，所以我现在是神的儿女。
So now I am a child of God.
是神重价买来的。
And I've been purchased by His price.
那主耶稣对我有一个期待。
And our Lord Jesus has expectation for me.
就是要在我们生活中把他的美德彰显出来。
And I need to live out His good virtue in my life.
哦，所以这个。主给我们的恩典有一个附带条件，你要把他的美德彰显出来。
So we have a responsibility to live out the grace of God. That is to portray His goodness, His virtue.
那如果我们回应跟其他九个人一样，那老板一看，你信耶稣跟他们都一样啊。
And if we react like the rest of the workers, then we are no different than the Gentiles.
那神的美德没有彰显。
And then God's virtue will not be manifested.
那我们就对不良心对不起神。
Then our conscience is not commendable before God.
那如果我们用神的美，主耶稣的美德被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话啊，让人觉得说这信耶稣真的是不一样。那我们的良心就对得起神。
So if our conscience is clear, even though others may slander us, but if our conscience is clear, we will do what is right in the eyes of God.
因此我们回到第三章。
Let's go back to chapter 3.
第三章十六节讲无亏的良心。
Verse 16 talks about having a good conscience.
所谓无亏的良心就是十四节为义受苦。
And having this conscience is actually based on verse 14, that is to suffer for righteousness.
人跟人在互动当中，有时候我们人会受苦。
And when interacting with people, we will suffer.
是为义。
Because we suffer for righteousness' sake.
明明我们是对的。
Because what we do is right.
那别人为什么这样对待我们？
And why this person treating me this way?
那如果十五节我们心里存基督为圣，尊主耶稣为大，用主耶稣的那一种心，那一种态度来回应他，那我们的良心就没有亏欠。
But here in verse 15, it says, if we sanctify the Lord God in our hearts, then our conscience should be clear.
所以做基督徒不是很多的规条，我现在遇到哪里，我来翻翻看，有没有那个规条告诉我怎么做。
So being a Christian is not going by the rules. Oh, I'm going to flip to this verse and see if actually I can do this.
基督活在我心里。
It's Christ lived in me.
所以那个大原则抓住，我们知道，就知道怎么来回应我们周围。
So we need to hold on to that overarching principle.
在每一件事情上，我有没有把基督的样式表现出来？
In everything that I do, am I living out the am I living out the heart of God?
如果这样，我们就对得起神。
And if that's the case, then our conscience is commendable towards God.
我们在彼得前书里面读来读去，到最后变成什么？
So when we finish reading 1 Peter, what do we get?
是因为神，所以我这样做。
Because of God, then I do this.
也为着神为目的，我这样做。
And because for God, I will do this.
就变成以神为原因，以神为目的。
So we are basing everything on God. Because of God, this is the reason why I'm living out the way I'm living.
那还没有信主以前都是因为我。
And because before we come to Christ, it's all about I, me, myself.
因为我想这样。
Because I want it this way, so I want to do things this way.
那我这样回应是因为我觉得这样好。
And because this is the reason why I react, because I feel this is the right way.
那神在哪里？
But then where is God?
基督在哪里？
And where is Christ?
没有啊。
He's not anywhere.
在我们生活中，基督没有地位啊。
So in our life, Christ has no position.
那我现在把主耶稣摆在我心里。
So now I put Christ in my heart.
每一件事情我想主耶稣要怎么做。
So in everything that I do, I'm thinking about what would Christ do?
那我这样去回应。
And so this is how I will react and respond.
目的啊，让主耶稣得荣耀。
So the whole thing is to let God be glorified.
那我的良心就很平安了。
Then my conscience is very calm and it's clear.
所以我们把主耶稣放在心里，我们发现，哎，我们在做人做事这不一样，差很多。
So when we actually put Christ in our heart, everything we do will be very different.
那这个叫做信仰的成长，这个叫做生命的更新。
And this is called growing of our faith, is also renewing of our faith.
所以信仰绝对不是啊，来守安息日、奉献十一捐结束了。
So being a Christian is not just coming to keeping the Sabbath and then offering tithes.
这个是很表面的事情。
And it's actually a very service deed.
到最后信仰会越来越深入，主耶稣在我内心已经取代了我自己。
And the more we live for Christ, the more you discover that Christ basically occupy everything in our heart.
我是因他而做，也是为他而做。
And whatever I do for him, and whatever I do, because Christ lived in me.
为什么？
Why?
我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
神的旨意是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因为行恶受苦。这里讲啊，神的旨意叫我们要行善受苦。
Here it says, if it's the will of God to suffer for doing good, then for doing evil.
所以受苦有两种，一个作恶受苦，一个是行善受苦。
So there are two types of suffering. One suffering is doing the will of God, and the other one is doing evil.
那行善受苦有没有榜样？
So are there any role models when we actually suffer for doing good?
我是不是第一个人这样做？
Am I the very first person who's doing this?
我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
因为基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义代替不义的，为着要引导我们到神面前。
Verse 18, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit.
这里讲基督一次为罪受苦，就是钉十字架。
So here it talks about Christ suffered once for sin, that means referring to him nailing on the cross.
那义代替不义，义就是他本身。
The just for the unjust, just is Jesus Christ himself.
那不义就是我。
Unjust is me.
所以他为我牺牲。
And he is the one who sacrificed for me.
目的就是要把我引到神的面前。
And the whole purpose is to bring us to God.
这个就是为义受苦的榜样。
And this is the example of suffering for doing good.
所以主耶稣说，你要做我的门徒，你要舍己，要跟着我来。
And Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple, you must take up the cross and follow me.
因此我们受洗以后，不要一直想我的想法、我的看法、我的利益、我的观点，这个过去了。
So after we are baptized, we should not think about what I think, what I want to do, this is my value, and what I think I should satisfy myself.
因为基督是我的榜样。
Because Christ is my role model.
我要跟着他来走。
I need to follow him.
那这样的话，我就会背十字架。
And this is the way that I will carry my cross.
我就会受苦。
And I will suffer.
那为什么我受苦呢？
And because why do I have to suffer?
因为主耶稣已经为我受苦。
Because Christ has already suffered for me.
所以我现在为主耶稣的名受苦，这是一种回报。
And the reason why I suffer now is because I am repaying what he has done for me.
这个叫做爱神。
And that is called loving God.
所以爱神不只是奉献十一捐而已。
So loving God is not just simply giving tithes.
爱神就是我愿意付出一切的代价来跟主耶稣。
Loving God means I'm willing to sacrifice everything for him.
来彰显他的生命。
To manifest his life.
让他在我的生活中得到荣耀。
So that he can be glorified in my life.
那个是爱神。
And that is called loving God.
那接下去就是在讲主耶稣为我们受苦有什么好处。
And after verse 18, it talks about what other goodness the result of following Christ.
从十八节一直到二十二节。
From verse 18 onward.
如果我们看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
这个水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督的复活，也拯救了你们。这洗礼不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只除在神面前有无愧的良心。 啊，这个就提到洗礼。
And here it mentions water baptism.
啊，洗礼会有功效，就是因为耶稣为我流出宝血在十字架。
And the reason water baptism is so effective because Christ's blood wash away our sins, remove of the filth.
我们有一个赦罪的泉源。
So we have this fountain of redeeming sins.
哦，那现在在洗礼里面有水，有圣灵的见证，有主耶稣的宝血。
So in the water there is the blood of Jesus Christ, and there has the as a confirmation of the Holy Spirit, and then also His truth.
哦，所以二十一节哈，在神面前有无愧的良心。
So now we have this good conscience.
为什么？
Why?
因为洗礼的时候罪已经被洗掉了，所以我们良心就没有亏欠。
Because when we are baptized, all our sins are washed away.
为什么亚当跟夏娃不敢出来见神？
And how come Adam and Eve did not want to see God?
因为他有罪嘛。
Because they have sinned.
那为什么后来他又能够见神？
And why is it later that they are willing to meet God?
因为神用动物的皮做一个衣服给他穿。
Because God used the skin of an animal to cover them.
哦，所以我们今天能够见神，不是因为我是义人。
The reason why we can see God today is not because we are righteous.
是因为洗礼的时候，主耶稣称我为义。
Because through water baptism, we have been called righteous.
也就是主耶稣给我一件白衣服遮盖我的罪，所以我今天能够站在神面前。
And Lord gave us a white garment so that we can stand in front of Him.
啊，因为这个样子，所以
And because of this,
啊，主耶稣为我们受苦啊，使我们改变了人生的一切。
And because Christ suffered for us, so it really changes everything for us.
啊，那这个就是我们为主耶稣活的一个最重要的原因。
And this is one of the reasons why we must live for Christ.
啊，那如果我们看十九节啊，还有一些他借着的灵传道给那些在监狱里面的灵听。
Verse 19, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison.
啊，罗马天主教就以这个啊来发啊，来变成一个啊。说主耶稣死了三天就到监牢里面，在阴间里面传福音给那些人听。
Based on the belief of Roman Catholic, they believe that after Jesus died, he went into Hades and he preached.
哦，那等于说死了以后还有机会。
And basically, they're teaching that the teaching is there's still hope even after you die.
啊，但是我们的了解是不一样。
But our understanding is different.
哦。那一些现在已经在阴间的人
，those who are already in Hades，
他在活的时候曾经有神的灵感动人传福音给他。
And maybe while they were still living, they were moved by the Spirit because of people preaching to them。
然后二十节
，verse 20，
就是挪亚的方舟那个世代
，just like in the days of Noah。
其实神也有感动挪亚传警告给他们。
And God also moved Noah to preach the good news.
只是他们选择不愿意接受。
But they chose not to listen.
所以，十七节一直到最后，就是在讲主耶稣是义代替不义的，这个是我们的榜样。
And verse 18 it says, because Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust.
那第四章第一节开始就把它转换作我们。以后洗礼以后要怎么生活
？And in chapter 4, it actually goes in to talk about what type of lifestyle should we live after we believe in Christ.
所以第四章第一节。
Let's look at verse 1, chapter 4.
基督在肉身受苦，你们也应当这样的心智做兵器，因为在肉身受苦的就已经与罪断绝。这个地方讲基督在肉身受苦，这是什么意思
？It says Christ suffered for us. What does this mean？
就是我们刚刚读第三章的十四节，十七节。
It corresponds with chapter 3 verse 14。
也就是基督为我们钉在十字架，这个叫做基督在肉身受苦。
And when Christ died for us on the cross, that means He suffered for us。
所以我们今天做他的儿女。
So today we are His children。
那我们做儿女之后呢？不可以再活在罪里面。
And after we become children of God, we should not continue to live in sin.
如果我们活在罪里面谁最伤心
？So if we continue to live in sin, whose heart hurts the most?
如果我们受洗以后再活在罪里面，谁最伤心？主耶稣吧，因为他在十字架上这么痛苦，就是救我们脱离罪。那现在我们又回到罪里面，他真的是很痛苦啊，因为爱这么深哦，那痛苦就更大了。
In fact, if we continue to live in sin after we are baptized, our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who hurts the most because he loves us so deeply. That's why he died for us on the cross. Because the more you love, the more hurt you will receive.
所以不犯罪哦，有两个方法。
So in order not to sin, we have two methods.
第一个就是搬出来，你不怕吗？将来地狱哦，硫磺火湖，从不会死，火不会灭。
So, 搬出来。
第一个让我们不犯罪，就是把这个搬出来吧，地狱的刑罚。
搬出来。
会让我们不犯罪哦，有时候我们就要说服自己啊。
Okay, in order for us not to sin.
犯罪的结果就是地狱啊，从不会死，火不会灭啊。
Okay, so sorry. In order for us not to sin, then we have to convince ourselves that, well, you know, I do not want to live in the lake of fire where worms and all that will not die.
我也听过慕道朋友说没有关系，反正也不是我一个，有同伴。
And I have actually heard some true seekers who told me, you know what, I'm not the only one who's going to live in hell, so I'm okay with it.
所以有时候你只是用什么地狱吓不了他。
So if you use hell, the lake of fire to threaten others, it may not help.
因为他没有去过，他也没有看过，他不知道那有多可怕。
Because they have never been to hell, they have never been to experience that kind of intense fire. How would they know?
但是不犯罪有另外一个方法。
But in order not to sin, we actually have another method.
基督的爱。
And that is the love of God.
主耶稣爱我们这么多，为我们钉在十字架。
Because Christ loves us so much and he died for us on the cross.
你有没有想过十字架有多痛苦？
Have you ever pondered how painful it is to be nailed on a cross?
那你今天在神面前哦，神看你多宝贵。
And in the eyes of God, you are all so precious.
你福气多大。
And look at the blessing that we have.
神真的很爱我们，不要犯罪。
Because God loves us so much that we should not sin.
有时候这更有力量。
And this is actually much more effective and more powerful.
神的爱感动我们。
And because of the love of God move us so we will not sin.
所以第一节的后面从今就要以这个为兵器。
So here it says we have to have the same mindset.
兵器第一节的中间，这样的心智为兵器。
It says we need to arm ourselves.
兵器就是要打战啊。
In order to arm ourselves, then we must be ready to fight.
打战那个敌人是什么？
So who are we fighting against?
就是第二节。
That verse 2.
你们存这样的心，从今以后就不可以从人的情欲。只从神的旨意再是度余下的光阴。
Verse 2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God.
所以我们如果有受苦的心智，像主耶稣上到十字架为我们受苦那种心我们就不会犯罪。
And if we have the determination to suffer for doing good, then we will not sin.
为什么人不愿意受苦？
Why is it we do not want to suffer?
因为放纵情欲有快乐。
Because it's so pleasant to, you know, to live in sin, in the lust of sin.
所以罪的外面都包着快乐，不然的话魔鬼会说：“你弟兄啊，来这边啊，这边很痛苦啊，谁会去犯罪
？”Because outside sin, I mean, pleasure and luxury, everything is all wrapped outside of sin.
但是你要把罪切断，这个欲望没有去满足就受苦了。
And if we decide to cut off sin, that desire is cut off, then we will. It's actually very painful.
但是如果因为基督的爱我们就可以这样做。
But because of the love of God, we can actually do this.
所以第三节。
Verse 3.
往日随从外邦人的心行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群淫，并可拜偶像的时候已经够了。我们还没有信主以前跟大家都一样了，放纵情欲在那里享受快乐。
It says here, for we have spent enough of our past time doing the will of the Gentiles.
然后第四节。
Verse 4.
这些事上哦，他见你不允，他们同奔放荡无路，就以为怪毁谤你们，真的是这样哦。
It is true. They really think that it's so strange that we do not follow the reckless wild living.
哦，本来有一群朋友。
And maybe in the past you had a group with a friends.
你不喝酒了。
And now you don't drink.
那些朋友一个一个跑开啊。
And one by one they left you.
为什么
？Why？
哦，因为觉得你越来越怪，怎么过去喝酒，现在不喝
？And they really think that you're strange、哦、because in the past you used to drink with them, but now you're not.
那我们不喝酒。就会变成一个标准来定他的罪。
Because we do not drink, we become a standard of nailing the sin.、
哦、我们不再放纵情欲，就会变成一个标准定他的罪。
Because we do not live according to the lust of flesh, so we actually nail them.、
哦、所以朋友好像越来越少。
So it seems like your Gentile friends are becoming less and less.
这是很自然的。
And that is actually very natural.、哦
因为我们跟他走的路、啊、不一样。
Because the path that they walk is very different than ours.、
哦、那朋友越来越少，有时候这个也是一种苦啊。
So if we have less friend, it could become、something that you suffer.、
哦、但是我能够受这样苦，因为主耶稣已经为我受苦。
And the reason why we can continue to suffer in this path because Christ has already suffered for us.、
哦、我们再看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.、
啊、第五节。他们必要将那审判活人属人面前交账、哦、这个地方讲、哦、他们要在审判的主面前交账
And verse 5 They will give an account in him who is ready to judge the living、哦、and the dead、
哦、所以我们在这个世界上、哦、看到人、啊、有一个最基本的观念是什么
So in this world we see something in common
死、哦、一切就完了
It seems like when people die, everything is over.
所以要趁着我活活得快乐。
So while I'm still living, I need to live to the max.
啊，活得快乐，很多人就
I need to live in pleasure.
哦，跑去犯罪啊。
So now I go sin.
哦，但是圣经里面就告诉我们，不是死就完了。
The Bible tells us that you know when we die, it's not the end.、
哦、所以这里讲要面对神的审判，要交账。
It says we need to face the Lord because we have to face judgment.
哦，因此。哦、我们今天不犯罪另外一个原因就是要在神面前交账
And that's one of the reasons why we do not want to sin because we have to give an account to him who's ready to judge、
哦、因为主的爱感动我选召我所以我不能得罪神
Because of the love of God he chose me so that's why I do not want to sin、
哦、也因为将来我要在审判前交账所以我也不能够犯罪
And because I will need to give an account of my life in front of God. So that's why I do not want to sin.
因此要过敬虔的生活要受苦。
That's why I want to live a godly life. And I need to suffer.
所以到这个地方就是干粮了。
So here really is solid food.
所以一个人要受洗之前不能够只讲福气。
So before we baptize, we must, it's not just about blessing.
哦，福气要讲哦。
Yes, we can talk about blessing.
哦，但是明天你要受洗。
But tomorrow you're going to be baptized.
我们现在告诉你。
And here I'm telling you.
什么是代价你要付。
And what is the price that we need to pay?
哦，因为教会也发生过啊。
Because it happens in church.
哦，为着让慕道者来受洗哦，比较硬的不敢讲，要守安息日也不敢讲。
And in the past, you know, we have true seekers who wanted to get baptized, but the you know, church did not want to tell them, well, you got to keep the Sabbath, you got to do this and that.
Yeah, 或者要奉献十一捐也不敢讲。
And they're not to even mention, you know, offering tithes.
为的就是让他感觉很好，他才会受洗。
So that's because they want to make sure that they feel really good about knowing Christ.
但是问题来了，洗礼完了。
And problems come after baptism.
我们做基督徒常常在聚会听到就讲了。
And then, you know, during services, we hear sermons.
那有的听下去就没有办法吃下去。
And then when they listen to sermons pertaining to all that we just mentioned, they do not have the faith to continue.
所以恩典很大， 但是你愿意付代价吗？
The grace is tremendous, but are we ready to pay a price?
主耶稣已经为着救我们，他已经付出他的代价。
And our Lord Jesus has already sacrificed everything. He already paid a huge price for us.
现在你愿意为着你自己的得救付代价吗？
So are you ready to pay a price for your salvation?
如果他说我愿意，
And if that person say yes,
他洗礼我们就比较放心。
And then that person, after receiving baptism, then we are more confident.
因为为着那美好的基业，我们要付代价。你已经知道了，你已经决定了。
Because we know that we will receive this inheritance, so that's why we need to know everything in advance.
那我们再看第六节
，verse 6, 第七节
。
7 in chapter 4.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。第八节。
Verse 8.
最要紧的要彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。万物的结局近了。
It says the end of all things is at hand.
这个是2000年前写的。
And this book is written 2,000 years ago.
有时候我们在读彼得讲万物结局近，2000年都还没有来。
And when we read this verse, well, Peter said the end of the things, all things is at hand, but it has been 2,000 years and Jesus is not here yet.
有可能还很早了。
And maybe it is still too early right now.
但是在彼得后书里面讲。
In 2 Peter.
我们看后书第三
章。Let's look at 2 Peter.
第九节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
主的应许尚未成就，以为他是单言，不是单言，乃是宽容，不愿意有一个沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。第十节。
Verse 10.
主的日子要像贼来到一样。所以这个主2000年讲要来还没有来不是单言。
So when this was written 2,000 years ago and Jesus is still not here, it is actually not showing any slackness.
是宽容。
But he's actually long-suffering.
为什么？不愿意有一个人沉沦。
Because he's not willing that any should perish.
所以我们想想看如果主耶稣今天再来。
So let's think about if Jesus Christ were to come here today.
我可以得救吗？
Will I be saved?
我的家人可以得救吗？
Will my family members be saved?
我的亲戚可以得救吗？
What about my relatives?
那我们这样想，我们就知道为什么主耶稣今天没有来。
And when we think in this manner, that's why we think about, that's the reason why Jesus is not here yet.
希望慢一天，慢一天，让更多人能够悔改得救。
And we are thinking, just delay a little bit more, one more day, so that more people will be saved.
但是这个日子越久，这个神的愤怒越积越高。
And you have to think that the more Jesus delays, the wrath of God is greater.
所以你看用那个信用卡有一个什么恩典期grace period.
So if you look at any credit cards that you apply, there is a grace period.
但你超过那个，再来你就要付钱了，还要付罚款了。
And if you go beyond that figure, then you will have to pay the price.
所以如果我们一直到神忍耐到几点那个愤怒一倒下来不得了。
So if we continue to wait, just imagine the wrath of God, it's going to be tremendous.
所以第彼得前书四章七节，万物结局近了。
So in 1 Peter chapter 4, when he talks about the end of all things is at hand.
如果我们死那一天，主耶稣还没有来，死那一天就是对我们来讲就是世界末日
So the day that we pass away is actually the day of the end of our world for us.
那我们要怎么来准备主耶稣再来？
So how do we prepare ourselves for the returning of the Lord?
所以第七节
Verse 7.
要谨慎自守。
It says, be sober-minded.
英文叫 sober-minded, 就是头脑要很清醒。
In English, is sober-minded, alert, that means your mind is very clear.
那头脑很清楚的反面是什么？迷迷糊糊。
So what's the opposite of being sober-minded? That means your mind is confused.
有的人世界上头脑是很精明
And some people, to them, the world is very clear.
哪个地方可以抓住机会？
And they know exactly where to grab the opportunities in the world.
赚到钱。
And they know exactly where they earn more money.
头脑很清楚。
They're very clear-minded.
哦，但是这里讲哦，谨慎自守，头脑也很清楚，是指的属灵的。
When it says sober-minded, be serious and alert, he's talking about spiritual.
你知道现在是什么时候吗
？Do you know exactly what hour we're living now?
你看那个黑夜哈，越深越深，太阳就快出来了。
So if you look at darkness, when darkness descends, and that means that the light is about to arise.
有谁不同意？现在这个世界比挪亚的世代更罪恶，谁不同意？
Don't we all agree that the age and day we're living right now is more evil than the days of Noah?
有谁不同意？现在这个世代比索多玛、俄摩拉更罪恶？
Would not anyone agree that the days that we live in is actually more evil than the Sodom and Gomorrah?
大家都同意啊。
We all agree.
你看挪亚的世代怎么样？
Look at the days of Noah.
索多玛的世代怎样？
What does it look like to live in Sodom and Gomorrah?
所以我们这个世代结局快近了。
And it is true, you know, all things is at hand.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.